We know it's not much fun lying around in a hospital bed, which is why the team here at Hospital Radio try to make your stay a little brighter. Today, we're going to tell you about a scheme called End PJ Paralysis, which will hopefully encourage you to be more active on the wards. I'm talking now to one of the team behind this national initiative.
My name's Pete Gordon. I'm a member of the NHS Emergency Care Improvement Programme, which helps to spread good practice around emergency care.
And you're here today to talk to us about a scheme to get patients more active, is that right?
Yeah, so I'm going to talk about something called End PJ Paralysis.
That's a bit of a mouthful. Tell us more.
Basically, it's a campaign which started probably about a year and a half ago, and the whole idea is about getting more patients up, dressed and moving, and hopefully a step closer to getting home.
How did the idea for this campaign come about?
It actually originated from somebody called Professor Brian Dolan, and basically he was on a visit to Nottingham University Hospital, and it started actually with a tweet which was around the fact that patients are, you know, continually kept in their pyjamas. If you look at the hashtag #EndPJParalysis, or there's a Facebook page, you can see that. But what we've really tried to do is create a social movement so people get up and start to do things. And what we've noticed is clinical teams, nurses, therapists, doctors have done really, you know, quite funny things, like started to get dressed in their pajamas to try and prove to the point that actually, you know, getting people more independent, dressed and moving is a good thing to do.
We're talking about this on Hospital Radio, and we know that on the wards there'll be patients listening, wondering what they can do to get more active. What sort of things can patients do to make a difference?
Well, there's a number of things, really. So hospitals traditionally, as you know, you come into hospital and you get changed to a gown or pyjamas. Well, there's a couple of things, you know, you can ask family members or friends when you come into hospital to bring clothes, which include shoes. You know, if you can get dressed, then it's all about choice, because some people are too ill or don't feel quite up to it. But if you can, is make the effort to get dressed, or to ask the teams on the wards to help you to do that. And then, you know, every day for at least half an hour is to move. That could be moving around the bed, but it could be also moving to the bathroom. But the bottom line is additional moving, it can only help recovery and hopefully reduce the amount of time that people spend in hospital.
Now, I understand there's a smartphone and tablet app for this campaign. Is that right?
There is an app, and there's also the ability to enter information via a computer. And it's just two simple questions every day for the patients on a ward: how many of them have been able to get dressed by lunchtime, and also how many of them have moved? So how many of them have either moved around the bed or managed to walk to the toilet or the bathroom? The main thing that we're trying to do is to encourage more patients to be up, dressed and moving if they can.
Thanks very much to Pete Gordon, part of the NHS Emergency Care Improvement Programme. For more details, go online and search for End PJ Paralysis. This feature was brought to you by your local hospital radio station.